This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 5:45 on Monday morning. Feeling it. It's going to be a good week.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Did you rock out the whole weekend?
I can't believe I can talk today.
Because you rocked out so much.
We did a lot of, there was some hard rocking. There were many drinks consumed.
You know, I meant to note.
Stayed up way too late.
It seemed like on Friday, you were on a roll. As things came up, you went, oh, I got to sing that tonight. Yeah. Oh, I got to rock that out tonight. And I thought I should write these down to see if she even, do you follow up?
Yeah, I did. Really? I totally don't remember what I said on Friday. And many songs were rocked.
Many, huh?
So I don't know.
All right.
If that happened or not.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. It was a happy birthday to my husband, John, and
yay,
to my dear friend, Steve.
Villanch.
If Villanch hadn't introduced me to John, I don't know what would have happened. Who'd have ever known it?
Is he gone?
He left yesterday.
Oh, he did.
He was wiped out, too. Oh, my God. We were just like, you know, on Saturday night, we were playing. I posted a couple of pictures on Instagram of just what I thought my night was going to be. Mm-hmm. We were playing cribbage, and I
saw those. I liked them.
Oh yeah, I saw that you liked them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for
mm-hmm.
liking them. You know, we're having a very exciting night of cribbage, glorious three-way cribbage, and then at like 11 o'clock, hot ass Danielle texts me. She's like, "Hey, I'm heading out of the city. What are you guys doing?"
Wait, headed to the city or
heading
from
out of the city?
Oh,
heading out of the city. What's going on?
So she'd been here partying.
She'd been in the city.
Got
at
it.
Somebody's birthday party, and I guess she must have seen the Instagram post or something because she's like, "Ah, what's up?"
Oh, she went, "That's too quiet.
Yeah.
I've got to go over there." And
it's funny because we were actually
people.
Like, "This is great. We're just having an easy night." Like, I couldn't even talk anymore. I mean, it was just so funny. So she shows up, and we just the drinks were going. There were some drinks, Vinny.
Did you get wasted or?
Yeah.
Blackout?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was good. You know,
well,
I'm trying not to do that anymore.
Necessarily bad.
Well, it's just, you know, I like to remember the good times that I had.
All right. Well,
so
that's
wait,
good.
It's
instead
a good
of asking
time.
Someone,
right.
Did I have a good time?
I know. Plus, I hate writing the apology note and stuff. And so it was an awesome weekend. But it was nothing compared to Hooman's weekend. I don't know if we want to even get into that. Do you have something you want to report? Because, man, he was telling me about his weekend last night. I was just like, oh, my God. You have the most amazing life.
Well, I'm sure the listeners want to hear that then. I mean, it would be wrong to hold the most amazing life from them.
Oh, my God.
So
tell them about
our buddy Owen.
What time is it? All right, it's 5:48.
We got time. He can put it in here.
Our buddy Owen Harrington got married.
Yeah.
It sounds like the most amazing wedding.
His
they're very musical. Then
he got married in Tiburon, and he comes from an incredibly musical family, and it was a traditional Episcopalian service, but It felt like it was half musical, half traditional wedding ceremony.
Like, did they have it all choreographed out? And
there was a lot of just beautiful music where there was this one moment where his brother went to the pulpit to sing a song, you know, about, you know, love and Christ and marriage. And Owen, at the altar, was harmonizing with his brother, and the acoustics of the church in Tiburon, the St. Stephen's, was so perfect, and their voices were so in sync that it moved me.
So he's on the altar holding his new bride-to-be's hand.
Yeah. And then
there's his
brother singing.
How come I don't don't get to go to weddings lately. I'm going to a wedding this weekend. It better be as good as that. Like, I want to watch it.
Is that this weekend? You're not going to be here on Friday?
No, I know.
I was thinking about that today, and I thought it was next week.
No, it's this week. Yeah. Sorry.
The preacher did something I'd never seen before. I've probably been to 100 weddings. He looked at the congregation. He said, if there's anyone here who objects to the union of these two, speak now or forever hold your peace. Everyone look down. And, you know, in the back of your mind, you're like, let this moment pass by quickly so no one jumps
Nobody
up caught. And screams.
They still do that. I thought they actually stopped doing that.
And well, then
this guy was like a fire and brimstone dude. Like, it was all by the book and super serious.
And then he looked at the couple and he said, if there's any reason you two should not marry each other, speak now or forever hold your peace.
So the double whammy.
It was a double. I was like, too much.
Dude, back off.
Too
much.
Do you think that there's probably been times when people have, the preacher says to the couple, is there any reason? One of them goes, you know what? There is. I got to.
Can you imagine?
I'm in love with her.
Oh, no. And the maid of honor goes, oh, you didn't just do that. You just blew up all our lives.
And then it got even crazier. He started talking about, you know, Owen, your commitment to your wife is absolute. And even he is in the ancient world, you know, in Israel, when the Jews were going to war, if it was in the first year of your marriage, then you would stay with your wife. You wouldn't go to war your first year. For 1 year. And then he goes, if North Korea should attack.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, wow.
What is wrong with this man?
This guy. But then there were all these beautiful musical moments throughout, and I was like, oh, this is...
But just so you know, this year, if we go to war with North Korea, Owen can't go.
Yeah.
He has to stay with his wife for 1 year, because he's sure at 45 to be drafted.
Right.
As you're, I'm sure, well aware.
Is that his first marriage?
Yeah, it's his first marriage. And, you know, the...
How long was
did she sing, too? Because she's a singer, too.
She did. She is? So, the ceremony was, you know, all ceremonies are about 20 minutes. They're never too long.
I don't know. Sometimes
it is. Oh, man, when they do that full mass, just kill me.
No thanks.
Like,
I thought you loved this crap.
I don't love the masses because, you know, I don't believe in God, so it's, like, really weird for me to go into a church and, like, pretend to pray and stuff.
This one was about 20.
That's hard.
20, 25. But she's also a singer, so at the reception, instead of announcing the couple, she walked in singing a song from one side of the ballroom, and then he serenaded her from the other side.
God. Oh, it's so romantic.
It was beautiful.
I mean, I was.
And then they met. They met in the middle.
Too much.
Vinny probably would have loved to be at this one. No, I can tell.
Me and Vinny
Someone's already texted me. A friend of mine wrote in, a wedding and singing sounds like your kind of scene, Vin. And I wrote back, Jesus Christ.
Me and Vinny would have been all, where's the bar?
How did this happen?
Have they opened the bar yet?
Vinny, you got that?
That flask?
Yeah, exactly. I'm all thinking both the bag, but yeah, flask.
But I was really moved. And at the, you know, at the end, it was a great reception. And you know what? Owen is, you know, a friend of the show. So
yeah,
congratulations.
He's a great man.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That girl is so, have you met his... Now,
no,
now,
like, I haven't seen him ever since
model.
He started working for the Restoration Hardware Record Company.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
I know.
He's obviously very busy launching.
Like
a
ever
business.
Since he stopped dyeing his hair.
I know. Well, now he's all gray.
Yeah,
it's nice. It's a good look.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
I don't know why
that.
You used to dye it to begin with. Why does anyone dye their hair? Why do I dye my hair?
Right. Because of the gray.
Yeah.
Because being old is...
embarrassing.
Something
it's embarrassing
you want
to
put
to
off as long as possible.
Right.
How dare I have been on this planet this long? It's ridiculous.
It must be wedding season. The missus had to go to a wedding, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you didn't have
Where
to go?
Where was hers?
Well, that was the funny thing is it was sort of like... I mean, first of all, we are... Friday, we got the keys to the one place, and we're in the middle of the... We got the agreed on a price for the other place, and we're in, like...
Oh, so you're at your house you live in now.
Sold.
Wow.
Multiple offers?
Sold it before it even went to market.
Oh. Ooh, it was coming soon. It was just coming soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy though. It's like we're running on adrenaline. There's no possible way you'd have enough energy to do all the crap without some kind of just I'll find it. somewhere deep in me.
Reach!
I can make
I can
this
do
work.
This.
I can do it. All that stuff's going on, and very good friends of ours, but they were having a wedding in Guerneville.
Oh, that's a long way off. Guerneyville.
And the missus is like, I'm going to go alone. And me and the kid are all, I mean, do you really want to put us both in a car for 3 hours one way and then make us sit in a wedding for 3 hours
right.
and then make us sit in the car on 3 hours? I can see your point. All right, have a good one.
Good luck with that.
I mean, she was probably like, I am not getting in the car with those two bitches.
She's glad to get away from you guys.
You two stay home.
I'll just listen to music.
Yeah.
Drive up there. It's going to be super relaxing.
You two yep. stay home. And so I went and saw. So she goes to the wedding.
Yeah.
In Guerneyville. I'm alone. I had to take Nona to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And then Nona leaves, and I'm like, all right, it's just me and the kid. I can do this. I can do it. Yeah. We went and saw Leap.
Oh,
what'd
that?
You think? I saw that.
You did not.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember,
children?
You went with the children.
Yeah. I took some kids as well.
Wait, I thought you were.
I'm gonna do My Little Pony too. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought
we're
you were
gonna
taking
do it
to My Little Pony. What happened to that?
He takes the kids to all the movies.
I take them to all the kids' movies. So
Leap. Oh, so Leap started out, I thought, terrible, and I really wasn't into it. And compared to the Pixar films
sure.
that we're used to, not nearly as good. And yet, son of a bitch, if it didn't get me by the end.
Did you cry?
You cried.
I did, right? You know the part where
which
the guy...
Part?
Boy, things has changed.
Hold on, which part?
Wait,
things
heart,
have
Sarah?
Changed.
Did you cry?
Well, first, I was shocked when the evil, like, kind of stepmother lady had a mallet and was chasing the girl through the construction site.
Gnarly.
I said out loud with all these kids, too much. A mallet? A mallet? Really?
And she's banging it on the ladder behind her feet trying to get her.
I know. What did your kid do during that
she
part?
She was, you know, there were a few parts. It's funny. She doesn't cover her eyes and look through her fingers. She just does this.
Like kind of blinders on the
blinders
side.
On the sides. Like I guess she's ready to
she's
drop
ready
it.
Ready to drop them.
So
funny.
She does that. She did that through a few parts, actually. And I think the first part got her, too. The one where they're trying to escape.
Oh,
and they get she wasn't into that part.
That's interesting.
Is this about frogs?
No, it's about a girl who dreams of becoming a ballet dancer.
Oh, Leap.
The ballet one I missed. She got me in the end. I ended up having to go to it. But
is
anyway.
Is this her second time seeing it?
Yes.
Okay.
So which part made you cry?
The part where the guy from the orphanage takes her back and drops her off. And
beautiful.
That got me. And I definitely was. And it's so close to the end that I was like, okay, come on, man. You're gonna turn the lights on. This is ridiculous.
I know. They always get you at the very end, and then you're just ruined. You walk out. It's like, I wasn't crying the whole time or anything.
It's funny how it ends, because it doesn't end right. It just ends with them doing their final dance and then just them jumping in the air.
Done.
And I'm like,
spoiler alert.
They ran out of money. I lean over my buddy. I go, they ran out of money.
Why? They should have done, like, the aftermath kind of stuff?
Or something. Like, they should have shown the whole performance.
The epilogue.
I wasn't bummed about that, but it did end in a, like,
in
a jiffy.
In an awkward way?
Yeah,
no,
like,
just
really
ends.
Fast. It was
I'm
like...
telling you, it ended, and I'm still trying to pull tears off my cheeks. She sat in my lap the whole time, so I didn't even have my whole hands. I'm like, oh, come on. Lights on him. Oh, man.
Did she notice you were crying?
No, she doesn't realize. She doesn't cry because she doesn't even know.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know what's going on in that little brain of hers.
Well, she's only four.
I know,
so.
But you'd think that if she's...
She'd have a heart. If she's your kid, she doesn't have a heart.
She has a heart.
Yeah. I'll tell you
kids,
what she's
little
got.
Little kids, they don't... It's a little later that they start to... It's like 7 or 8, they start to like emotionally involve themselves in these stories.
Well, I don't know about that, but she is my kid in that she will not shut up. She doesn't stop.
Oh.
Like yesterday I painted yesterday from 7 in the morning.
Painted what? Pictures with her or
no,
painted the
painted
house?
The garage.
Oh.
Oh. Why you doing
the wall? Because it's the joys of home ownership. So
yay.
From 7 in the morning till like 7 last night.
You're
I stopped.
Painting.
I still have paint on me.
What color?
It's just a white. It's just the garage.
You don't want to hire someone.
Is it all dinged up or something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So just all day. And she came to help, and I finally told her, Mom, you got to leave. You just got to go. Please. We can't. Can I paint? No. Can I tape? No. All right, let me help you. Let me have you. It's just, they just don't stop.
I know.
Ever. Their motors are endless.
Well, and they're delightful if you don't have anything to do.
Right.
But when you're trying to get something done, it's like, oh my God, can I put you in the off box? Like, is there somewhere you could go and just play quietly with your Legos
well,
or your
and
dolls?
That's it,
or...
too. She won't. She doesn't want to go play by herself.
Yeah,
I don't want
to
do that.
You. Yeah. No, what are you doing? I want to be with you.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I would always start vacuuming. And then my, you know, because I'm like, oh my God, stop talking. I turn on the vacuum, it's loud. And then the kid would be like, let me do that. And I'd be like, all right, go ahead. And he loved it. He would just vacuum. He'd put on all his like equipment, goggles, gloves. Oh. And stuff. He thought it was so cool. He'd vacuum. I'd be like, this is great.
I'm hey, going to do that.
If she try it. It's great.
If she puts her hands up to her eyes next time and you push her hands down, how would that be received?
You know, actually, she was a little tense. I just told her, I'm all, listen, it's a movie. I got you. You're right here with me. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Did she shut up during the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But, I mean, it's just nonstop. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Your mom's like.
Yeah. And actually, my mom was just here for a week helping us.
Was she talked out?
And I swear my mom was all. And I'm all, I was never, that's not possible. There's no way.
Just nonstop.
Funny.
And now she's getting into the age of all the like the hard questions that you don't know the answers to. Luckily, we have Google these days. But man, they just everything is, no matter what you say, why? What's that?
I don't
why does that
have
work?
A problem with any
why?
Of that.
Why?
I actually have a problem with her telling
why?
Us
oh.
how it is.
Well,
what
girl,
does she tell you how it
Dad,
is about?
Don't chew with your mouth open. I'm not.
Oh, she
Dad,
does that.
Don't take such big bites. You might choke. I'm like, kid, I got this, all right?
She just wants something to say.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ugh. What else?
Yeah.
Hooman is eating
You know what?
Up.
I swear to you, she's awesome. I'm not trying
sure.
to. She's a wonderful little girl, but kids, dude. Forget about the joys of home ownership. The house just sits there. Kids.
The house is not bothering me.
Sometimes when I'm walking.
Kids, you have to do something with them.
Around, I'll replay the moment where you said, what's up, homeboy? And your daughter will look at you and be like, Dad, his name is Leo.
Yep.
And then you'll look at her and you'll be like, zip it.
It's endless. It's crazy.
Dad, his name's Leo. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday. Here we go, everybody. Woo! It already feels good. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.